Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. Podcast time on this lovely Thursday as we've debated a lot of sports today. What's up, Al?
There was a lot of sports debate, Jerry. I did have something I originally, this is really one of the first times I've done this, where I had something on the show sheet and then I removed it.
Really?
For this podcast.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I didn't want it because there was so much on the show sheet today.
Yes.
Because we had, of course, Aaron Rodgers going on with Pat McAfee. We had the Edwin Diaz injury. Then there was a bunch of NFL notes,
yes.
A couple other baseball notes. And then I had this last thing. I was like, I really want to discuss this with Jerry.
Okay.
And I don't want it on the show sheet, so I deleted it.
All right, I like it. I wonder if this is going to be one of the things I had on my sheet.
Ooh.
I have five topics we didn't get to today.
Is that right?
Correct.
My topic involves Dan Orlovsky.
I do have this, yes.
Was it on your sheet?
It sure is. No, I didn't put it on here, actually. Matt Ryan. Oh, yeah, no, I did have it.
Okay.
I had Matt Ryan released by the Colts, Sal loves him, and then Dan Orlovsky towels.
Yes, Dan Orlovsky. I guess for whatever reason, it was unclear to me how this even came up or why he offered this information.
Yeah.
That he washes his shower towels, the towels he dries himself in after showering, after 30 or so uses.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's worse than me.
That's brutal, actually.
Yeah.
Now, I go two ways with this topic.
Yes.
Because my wife is a lunatic. One use, washing machine. And
right.
To me, that's nuts.
That does seem nuts.
30, though, seems like too much. But then I think this way. And you already know how it is in my house. It's one, gone.
One and done with your towels.
But I do think this. You're getting in the shower and doing what?
Cleaning yourself.
You get out of the shower, you are what?
Clean.
So the towel dries. What's wrong with it?
It's clean.
So part of me is like, 30 sounds like a stupid number. And then I'm like, why is it so bad? I'm torn on this one.
Yeah, so I probably go 2 weeks.
Okay.
Now, my friend John told me this years ago and I started doing it. After I dry myself off with my towels, I put them in the dryer.
Okay.
For like 20 minutes.
As opposed to hang dry.
Instead, yeah. So, and I have one towel that I use for my waist and below, and another towel I use waist up.
So you got a butt towel.
I've got a towel that I wear and I dry my balls and butt. So I don't accidentally.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
I don't accidentally put that towel that
on
I.
On your face.
Yeah. That I don't put it on my head. I don't dry my face with it. And I have a system with my towels. So I have a lot of towels that are the same color.
You have a system? You're kidding me.
If the tag on the towel is cut, that is a ball towel.
Got it.
If the tag on the towel is not cut and fully intact, that's above the waist towel.
Smart, because now you'll never mistake
right.
The two towels.
Correct.
So I actually think that's a very good idea.
Yeah. So then right after I shower every night, I put the towels in the dryer, dry them. The next night when I go to take my shower, I take the towels out.
Sounds
and then
good.
When I go, this is probably due for a washing.
Seasonally?
Then I do that. No, I would say about
every 2 weeks.
I think of it.
How many, as a single man
yeah.
who only has a dog, I know Gina stays over from time
yes.
to time, but not during the week. How many towels do you own?
I have more towels than I need.
You do?
Yeah. So
it's not like four where you have two every 2 weeks.
No, I should do that, though. But I don't know why I have so many towels, and I'm somebody who likes to think of himself as a minimalist type.
I do think it's good if you do have, like, when she comes over, she should have her own set
of towels. Oh, yes, for sure.
That are not in the rotation.
Yeah.
So I would think at minimum you need six.
Yeah, and then I also had older towels that I've saved once because I have a dog, so I'm like, oh, maybe sometimes smart. I like to towel the dog
off.
Yeah,
for sure. Or
but I do
have shoes.
I definitely have more towels than than I need.
Okay.
And I have like more, I don't even use a face cloth. Are you a face cloth guy in the shower or a loofah sponge?
Nope.
Just your hands, right?
Yep.
Me too.
Always the hands.
Soap up my hands, soap myself up, soap my bowls, and then wash
off.
You
like about that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've never, we do have that. My wife uses the sponge thing, but no, I don't.
You don't need that?
No.
Me neither.
Not at all.
The other thing I always think with face cloths, especially in a hotel, is I always think someone jacked into it.
Okay. All right. They have been cleaned, though.
I know, even if that's but I don't know what the cleaning process is.
You can tell. Like, when you get into a... So, it's funny you say that, because when I went to Minnesota 2 weeks ago with Rutgers, I went on my own and met them there. I only had an hour. I had the whole timing of the trip wrong, and I forgot about the time change. And so I wound up with only maybe 55 minutes to an hour where they still gave me a room. The team still gave me a room for an hour, which is tremendous.
Oh, really?
Of them. Yeah, because they thought I'd be there for 2 hours. They thought I could get a nap in, which is very nice of them.
So you get to the hotel, you're only going to be in that room for 55 minutes total?
Correct. Yeah.
Wow.
And I said to them, you know, my timing's wrong if you want to get back there. And they said, no, you know, if you take a 20-minute nap, you have to take a shower.
That's nice.
Like, thank you. Very much appreciated. So, but point is, I never got in the bed. I kind of laid on the bed, and I did use a pillow, but I put the pillow back, and I remember thinking, wait, she's going to come in here, or he, whoever cleans the rooms.
Right.
Are they going to replace all the linens?
Interesting.
And I'm going to say, no.
Really?
I think they're going to open the door and say, ha-ha, I don't have to do this room.
Yeah, this guy didn't stay in here.
Yeah. Now, I did use a towel, obviously, when I got out of the shower, so I'm sure they replaced that. There's no way they replaced anything else.
I bet you're right.
I just don't see it.
Right.
But I do think you can tell if the towels are fresh or not, as opposed to jizzed in, as you point out.
Right.
I would think.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. I have all these face cloths at home, and Gina's the only one who uses those.
Does she have the same concern when she's at your house?
I don't think she does. But, and then I have, like, so many hand towels, too, that I would have in my bathroom.
Wow. Yeah, a lot going on.
You know, I when I get new towels, I don't throw out the old ones unless they're really raggedy and they're
A lot of people do. That's how you end up with so much stuff.
So what do you do if your wife is washing bath towels after every use? What about hand towels that are in the bathrooms?
You'd have to ask her. I don't know. I don't use the hand towels. I don't know.
My guess is she grabs them when she's going to throw the other. Because the hand towels are like a bonus. So you throw those in.
Yeah, and they're little.
And they're little, right.
But like even when I wash my hands before bed and brush my teeth, I use the towel that's on the shower door.
Oh, okay.
I figure it's nothing.
Make sure you don't use the ball towel, though.
We don't have a ball towel. It's one towel, my man. One towel, one shower.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then it's gone. I'm telling you, she does too much laundry. Now, I know she's not beating the towels over a rock by the brook. And cleaning, I understand it's not like, but there's laundry being done in my house every day. And she'll sometimes, not often, sometimes she'll complain about it and I will say, stop doing it then. How about every other day? You don't need to wash the towel after every shower.
Right.
Nah, I got to be clean. I'm like, okay, I gotcha.
I think about that sometimes. I think because you and I have discussed this before about the laundry system going on in your house. There's four people in that house.
Yep.
I'm one person, right? And I'm only washing my jeans like once a month. I'm washing. So there's sometimes like 4 days go by and I'm like, I probably should do some laundry. And just thinking like how certain machines in certain people's houses, you have like a couple young children or baby.
Sports.
I mean, you are pumping out laundry.
Yeah, she's doing laundry every day. And then when baseball starts now next week, you might get a couple of loads of laundry a day because now all the sports stuff has to be cleaned, not every day, but every other day. So there are days when that washing machine is going like round the clock.
You ever do the laundry?
I used to. I don't mind doing it. We bought a new machine. I've never...
You haven't used it yet?
No, I haven't.
She's she's got a system going.
I used it one time when she was away with her mom.
Yeah.
Other than that, no, I haven't. No.
There are some settings on the washing machine that I...
That are probably pretty cool. We have no idea what the hell they do. I agree.
Because there's somebody who's like, do, 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 do. And I always click the one that just says mixed loads.
With who?
That's the laundry.
I go right to cold, cold. That's it.
Really?
Yeah, that's it.
I'll go mixed loads or towels is its own setting.
Okay.
And then when my dog urinates on my rugs, that goes bulky.
Oh, okay.
But other than that, the one time...
I'm surprised you use the washing machine after you put a urine-stained towel in there.
You're right. It doesn't make sense to me.
That doesn't make sense.
It does not make sense to me.
Every you once a month, there's a here's a free washing machine outside your condo.
There are times, though, when I do it, like if my dog does diarrhea on the rug and I have to throw it in there, I will then follow that up with, they have these like things that look like a big Alka-Seltzer.
Okay.
That clean your washing machine. You put it in there and run a cycle. So I'll do that.
You won't throw that out?
What's that?
A diarrhea stained towel?
No, a towel, yes, not a rug.
Okay.
If she does
rug. I gotcha.
And it's a washable rug.
Got it.
I'll clean it off first by hand and many towels, paper towels, and then I'll throw that in there.
Is there anything worse than diarrhea?
No. Ugh. I'm trying to think, like, is throw up worse than diarrhea to clean?
I don't think so.
You think diarrhea
is
the worst?
I think throw up is disgusting for sure. I can handle that a lot better than the other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, diarrhea
stench,
is disgusting.
Just where it came from.
The color.
No good.
Yeah.
No good. That was the one thing I couldn't... The one thing I couldn't get through my head with Sal today is him not understanding that Aaron Rodgers doesn't understand why he gets attention.
Yeah, that is weird.
Like, dude.
Why are people keep question? Like, yeah, why do people keep talking about me? Well, you keep telling us really crazy things
right.
You do.
Right. I guess that it's not crazy to you.
Why do people want to know about me going into the darkness? I don't know, because none of us do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, of course, that's going to be a popular story. That was way. I thought that was interesting. The baseball stuff. I totally. I knew what I was getting myself into this morning. That one took me a little bit.
Yeah.
That was odd.
Oh. This was the thing I want to talk to you about with washing. This. There's a setting on the washing machine that said. No, it wasn't even the washing machine. This was in the dryer. This setting. It said like unwrinkle or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, okay.
So no ironing needed?
Yeah, you know what it did? Although this is impossible for the dryer to do it. One of the things, it was either the washer or dryer.
Right.
I put it in there because it said, like, steam or unwrinkle or something.
Okay.
And I had a wrinkly shirt. And I put it in there. The thing came out soaking wet.
So it steamed it.
But didn't
dry it.
Right.
That doesn't make sense.
That must have been in the washing machine.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah, there's no way.
If not, that dryer's... have water get in your dryer.
Correct, you're right.
Yeah, maybe it was the washing machine.
Yeah. It said, like, steam unwrinkle. And I was like, oh, I'll check this out. This is wrinkly.
And then maybe you can hang dry it from
maybe.
There, maybe? That's interesting.
Or then put it in the dryer in order for it to...
All I know is there are too many settings on these things. I remember when, so we have a Samsung washing machine and a Samsung dryer. Really nice. And about 6 or 7 months ago, we only had it for a year. I don't get warranties on these things.
Right. And Dave Ramsey says, no, do not get warranties.
And I don't. I never get warranties on anything. So we had the washing machine in particular, we had for a little more than a year, maybe a year and a half, and it died. What the hell? Come on. So we had a repair guy come over. He goes, yeah. He goes, unfortunately, yours fell in a very small percentage where there's, he goes, it's going to cost more for me to repair it than just go buy a new one. I'm like, oh, awesome. So I remember walking in and telling Kim, we are just buying a basic washing machine because these things with all these, you know, bells and whistles suck. I want a white washing machine where you turn it on and it washes the clothes. That's it.
Right.
And, of course, we go in there, and that basic washing machine is like $450. And, of course, the same Samsung one, but a newer model that matches and whatever, was on sale for like $595, $200 off or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
I forget. So I'm like, oh, fine, we'll get the Samsung again. I said, but if this one craps out, no more. And the woman's going over all these things it does. And I stopped her. I'm like, does it wash clothes? I'm like, I'll take it. I'm like, I'm good. You don't have to sell me on it. I'll take it. And then, you know, even Kim's like, well, but it does this. I'm like, are you going to use the settings? Probably not. Right. Just let's go. We're good. You know, it's enough.
Even when I look, when you're doing the dial and you go mixed loads.
Well, you love saying that.
And you look to see what it says, right? So it says like it's going to be warm water for 50 minutes.
Right.
And then I click over towels. Same thing, except like 55 minutes. I'm like, really? The extra 5 minutes? You couldn't just, this couldn't be one setting? That's what I mean. Like,
I guess the more options, it makes it look better.
There's no difference between washing something for 50 minutes and 55 minutes.
And why do you think we got to a point where just drying it for 60 minutes on tumble wasn't enough?
Yeah, right, even that. And then the dryers, I don't know if yours does this, it senses if it's dry or not.
Oh, that's interesting. And I don't know if ours does or not. I don't know.
Again, there's a mixed loads setting, and I click it on that, right? And it says 38 minutes. And I know it's not going to be dry in 38 minutes. I come back 38 minutes later.
And it's not dry.
Not dry. Then I put, because what happens is it starts drying it 38 minutes. Then if you're in the room, you see it might jump to 20 minutes only because it's sensing it's dried even though it's not dry.
That's interesting. What the hell is it sensing then?
I don't know. I'm sure it's broken. I got to get a new sensor for it.
Maybe.
You ever wonder how they get something in a, like when I look at my the washer and dryer.
Yeah.
And then I look at the skinny stairs in my place. I'm like, how did they get this
up
kidding.
Here? I know. Well, I guess they're made with those specifications, knowing what, maybe not every home, but the majority. I guess, because I would imagine a staircase has to be up to code width-wise.
Right.
So they must go, and sometimes they go right to the limit, but they do and are able to do it. Even when you try to get stuff in the basement.
Yeah.
Like going down in a basement's art. So like I put together the Nordic track bike we have, which is great. I love it. Not that I use it much, but when I do like it. And I put it together. I brought the box down.
Perfect.
And I put it together downstairs. Now I'm thinking, how the hell do I get this upstairs if I want to get rid of it?
Right, you're going to have to take it apart.
Yes. What a pain in the ass. Even like the, what do you call it? The entertainment center, the TV's on the basement. I put it together downstairs.
Yeah.
I actually want to get rid of it now. That means I got to take it together, take it apart piece by piece.
Right.
Ugh.
Or smash it to pieces.
I still have a dead water tank down there that I haven't brought up.
Like a hot water heater?
Yeah. It probably has terrible water still at the bottom of it.
I can't imagine like dragging a hot water heater upstairs.
That's the problem. I had a friend of mine put a brand new one in. So it wasn't like when you have the company do it and they come and they take the old one. It's still sitting there.
Like I picture you trying to drag that up the... And there's just water sliding out of it.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah, probably. The only good news for me is if I do finally do that, the door to the garage is right there. So it'll be minimal damage. But yeah, it's going to be it's a pain in the ass. Everything's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yes.
You know, I need a sled. A snow sled. Get it to the sled and then pull it up the stairs. It'll be on the sled.
Oh,
the sled
yes.
will catch the water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea.
I might, have thrown the sled out.
You got to think these things through, Jerry.
Yeah, no, 100%. Very true.
Hmm. Yeah, as far as my plumbing goes, like I wanted to put a new sink drain in the bathroom. I think I'm going to get it today on my ride home.
And then do it tomorrow.
Do it tomorrow, because otherwise I'll be annoyed, like I'll ruin my day.
No, I gotcha. I was looking, what I was trying to do is have you guys compare notes.
Yeah.
And then when you said I didn't do it yet, I'm like,
oh yeah.
I thought you were doing it yesterday.
I didn't do it yet.
So... That's all right. So you do it Friday. Just don't ruin your weekend.
I did do the thing successfully that Sal said he attempted to do first and did do successfully, which is replace all of the innards of the toilet tank. And that is impressive. You do feel good when you do something like that.
You finish any job in the house, you feel great.
Like,
I put those floors down 5 times.
Yeah.
I felt great every time.
Michael,
today I'm putting the batting cage up. I'm going to feel very good when the batting cage goes up today in the backyard.
The one you had owned previously, you say?
Oh, no, that one, that blow-up one? No, that one I sold 2 years ago.
So what's this one, an actual
fence cage? We have a batting cage. Yeah, it's one that's got 8 poles. You got to put the poles in, and then it's a 50-foot.
You've done this already?
Oh, yeah.
It's been in the basement?
No, it's in the shed.
Oh, in the shed.
Yeah, so I take it down because of snow.
So this is going up permanently now. This is like...
It goes up until probably November.
So this is... the official start of spring training at the Recco House.
100%. Practice has started already.
You got a pitching machine in that thing, or are you just throwing it? You do.
I really? Both. I have a pitching machine and I throw.
How many balls can you load up in that thing?
It's not, so I don't have the tray. I have to feed them.
Oh, okay.
So I never bought the tray where you can put them in and then have the time release and then,
Oh, that's cool, though.
Yeah. No, it is. It's great. Those curveballs, fastballs, it's neat. It's pretty good setup. But today is the day and I will feel very accomplished because the rain has killed me. And the way our backyard is, it slopes down towards the back. So not necessarily where the cage ends, but close to it. That's kind of where some of the water collects. I need it to be dry because I got to get on a ladder and it's just a pain in the ass.
How fast can you switch pitches like as you're about to fool your son?
No. I have to change the setting. He knows. Okay.
It's not like you could pretend to be touching buttons every time. And
no,
that would
it's
be cool.
Not that. That I don't have. This you have to stop it and then change the setting and then work on curveballs. And it does throw them well. It is funny, though, trying to set it up the first few times I hit them. Started a little too in.
Right. Move over.
It throws sliders, too.
Wow.
Which is neat.
Yeah. That is cool.
It is. It's a jugs machine.
What's the fastest you could set it to?
I think 75. But 75 at 50 feet, he's hitting at 60 now. So 75 at 50 is coming faster. And also, it's not real baseballs. They are pitching machine baseballs.
Balls.
Yeah.
And Jugs makes that as well as the football one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think Jugs is more, I think it was first a baseball machine.
Yeah.
Before it was a football machine. Could be wrong about that, but if you go to the Jugs website, it's littered with baseball stuff.
Could you practice as a catcher using the Jugs machine?
Yeah.
Right? You could catch sliders and curveballs.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You could also have it aimed at the ground where you can practice blocking if you wanted. Sure.
What a machine. Could you put footballs in it and have it throw footballs?
Different machine? It is only for baseball and softball.
Okay.
So, no.
Fair enough, Jerry.
Right on.
All right, let's do the warm-up program.
All right,
I did that with CeeLo.
Yes, it was good. I heard it.
I was all fired up, as I usually am by 5 a.m. I come in, I'm all fired up. And then tomorrow, we'll be back here Friday. Jerry and Sal again, me and CeeLo again on the warm-up show. Until then. So!
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The Fan is better when you're part of it. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Well, good morning over there. My name is Al Dukes. Welcome to the warm-up program. I'm with CeeLo today because I guess Jerry's at some Rutgers game somewhere in the Midwest. The Midwest brackets, the NIT, the NCAA, something. Where is he?
The CBI.
The CBI.
Other initials.
Yep. Jerry's actually in the newsroom. He's hosting with Sal today.
Yes.
Where the hell are Boomer and Gio? You waited all this time. What's Aaron Rodgers going to do? I don't know. What do you think he'll do? I'm not sure. I think he's coming. We don't know that. Now we know. Where are you? Wait, you took today off? You got Edwin Diaz. Is gone. He's a goner.
Sure.
He's injured. Sure. To the Mets season. Sure. Aaron Rodgers finally told us what he was doing. And you're off on a fishing trip? What?
Is that what they're doing? Both of them?
No. Geo's on a fishing trip.
Well, I figured. Yeah.
I don't know what Boomer's doing. I try not to delve into his
personal affairs.
His life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they thought it was always going to be like a 10:03 situation,
yeah.
But this is a little different.
It is a little different. Geo told me he was going fishing. That's how I know
where.
It was Florida or something.
I was going to say it's a little chilly out there.
Oh, no.
Taking
He's
the
going
boat
to Florida.
Out fishing. Okay. Got it.
This Edwin Diaz crap.
Crap.
Hurting himself celebrate. First of all, when I first saw it, I go, oh, he hurt himself in the World Baseball Classic. Stupid. Why? Of course. You know, but I talk to Jerry about this all the time. I don't want guys doing anything other than their sport and resting.
That's
I don't
it.
Want guys
go straight home just
right.
like you do. Not leave
yes.
the house.
Correct.
And be done with it.
I don't want
yeah.
guys. I don't want guys riding motorcycles. I don't want guys. Guys go skydiving, Rocky Mountain climbing, 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I love deeper.
You're fired up this morning.
Yeah.
I love it.
Because at first I thought he got hurt in the actual game.
Nope.
No. Celebrating.
Yeah. I mean, celebrating
what?
Is a strong word.
What
they
do you
were
mean?
Just hopping around a little bit. It wasn't like, you know, who was the kicker? I forget if it was Bill or Martin Gramatica. They were brothers. They were kickers in the NFL.
It was Martin Gramatica.
He shredded his, tore his ACL,
yeah.
you know, jumping up
yes.
and down, celebrating a field goal.
Uh-huh.
This was, I mean, I'll put it more on his teammates, honestly. Like, they were, like, huddled around and they were
right, diving
on
him.
No,
that's
they
why.
Weren't really diving on him. It was more of, like, a group hug.
Yeah.
And a like, together, bouncing up and down. Not even that high. Like, I don't.
Both these guys have pretzel stick legs and the bodies now.
I mean, I've seen the replays. They didn't have a great angle or a great shot. I've seen it numerous times, even slow down. I'm still not exactly sure. It's hard to see
so,
between all the legs.
So Edwin Diaz pitches for Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
They beat the Dominican Republic.
Which was a big deal for them. Yes.
He was on the mound.
Correct. He closed the game out.
Closed the game out. Mm-hmm. Celebration. Teammates around him jumping up and down.
It wasn't like a dog pile, you know?
Down goes Diaz.
Now, you want to make the case he shouldn't be there to begin with?
Yes, well, I would like to make that case.
That I can understand.
I would like different. To make that case.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not going to be the only one that makes that
well,
case.
Well, everyone's going to hop on it today. But if you talk to Mr. Jerry Recco, I don't want my guys doing anything at all ever.
That's
you
what you
go
feel.
Home.
Did Jerry agree with you on
no,
that? Or
Jerry
no,
Jerry hates that.
Not.
Jerry wants right. people to live, damn it. Live your life.
Yeah.
Not me. I'm saying you're living your... Look at Edwin Diaz. I'm watching
hey, by
video.
By the way, did you see this? Right there, and you see him grab the trainer? Like, the guy is trying to hold his leg, his right leg, which mm-hmm. is up, elevated on,
as
the,
he's being,
on the wheelchair. As he's
escorted
being wheeled off.
Off
the field. First of all, they tried to pick him up on the field, two guys on each side, and he told them, like, no. Put me. So he must
no.
have felt something.
I'm so fragile,
and they
please.
Get him in the wheelchair, and the who I'm not going to say trainer. I don't know who the guy looked like, maybe a trainer. He basically is trying to hold his right leg and, like, bends it at the knee, and Diaz reacted immediately like, ow, that hurt. Like,
ouch.
Don't do that as he's going off the field. Bad scene. The brother's crying. I mean.
Yeah, that's it. I don't want Edwin Diaz celebrating anything. I better not see this guy blowing out birthday candles.
He's not allowed to do anything.
Because you got to take a deep breath to blow out birthday candles. What if he punctures his lung?
So now moving forward.
Yeah.
When he closes out a game.
Yeah. If he ever does again, we
right.
don't know.
Okay.
We
so
don't know if he'll ever
if
step foot.
If and when that takes place, whatever the case may be, World Baseball Classic, spring training game,
yeah, Little
regular
League game,
season,
whatever he's doing.
World Series, should they he should just stay on the mound and they can send out like a wheelchair for him to
I don't
take
know.
Him on and off the field so that there's no injury that
I
takes
don't know
place.
What to do with this guy other than you do the sport you're paid to do. Mm-hmm. Handsomely paid.
Yes, now he is handsomely
yeah.
paid.
You don't go play in World Baseball Classics. You don't play in the Olympics. You don't play fat guy softball on the weekends. You play your sport.
Not allowed to do anything. Just
no.
your job. That's it.
Do your job.
Do your job.
No,
and
no
then
you
go
can
home.
Do whatever you want. Give us the money back. Give me the money. If I'm, what's his name? Steve Cohen? Hi, Edwin Diaz.
Yeah.
Hope you're feeling better. Where's our money?
That's an interesting question because I don't know. Like, what is written into these rules with this agreement?
There's no
with,
rules in baseball.
Well,
baseball
Major League
is like,
Baseball is kind of connected with this, are they not, with the WBC?
I
Maybe
don't know.
Not. I thought that they are, and I'm pretty sure some of these teams have had to sign off on players playing consecutive days. Like, there's some sort of, I'm not going to say, like, wink-wink handshake. I just wonder if there's something written into it that would allow the Mets to, I don't know.
I
you
hope
know what?
They sue him. Let's, I hope they sue Edwin
It's too early
Diaz.
To worry about the finances of it.
Sue him. today in court.
They're not going to sue Edwin Diaz.
Wheel him in.
Yeah, let's sue Edwin Diaz as Pete Alonso, Jeff McNeil, and Adam Ottavino continue to play for the United States.
Yeah, meanwhile, as Gio brought up yesterday, Brandon Nimmo, not interested in playing. I want to win a World Series for the Mets.
Did Jerry play that audio for you guys this week?
I don't think so.
I put that in just in case we need to circle back to that today.
Okay.
Because I think I even had that lined up to play late last week and never got to it.
Never made it, huh?
But now... It's kind of
now it's relevant again.
Kind of timely.
Yeah, very timely.
Relevant. That's the better word. Relevant.
Very timely. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Newsworthy.
I mean, the baseball season's already long enough. Now we got these guys. Spring training. Like, I'm already bored with hearing from Buck Showalter.
You would have been bored whether this happened or not.
No, I'm just saying how long the season is.
Right.
Like, we're already talking to Buck Showalter every day. Why? It's too much.
Sometimes twice a day.
Right.
Before and after.
Right.
Or sometimes three times a game during the game on TV as
That's why he's doing Curb and Seinfeld related. What's the deal with cufflings?
No, he does that.
That's what
anyway.
He's doing every day.
He does it anyway. Anything to not talk about what's actually happening with his ball club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm annoyed, as you can tell.
Oh, clearly.
CeeLo.
Yeah. And you're not even that big of a Met fan.
I am a big Met fan.
Yeah.
I am.
How many games did you watch from start to finish last year?
Not many.
Well, then you're not a big Met fan.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Unlike Edwin Diaz, I care about my job. And for my job, I need to go to bed early. I'm not out there. That'd be the equivalent of a talk show host, like a Boomer or Geo, being like, oh, also at night, I sing in a heavy metal band. And, oh, I can't believe my voice isn't working correctly.
No, it would not be like that. That's not. It would be if Boomer and Geo hosted another four-hour program at night on some, like, side station and then showed up the next day and had no voice.
It'd be like if our afternoon guy had a TV show in the morning.
Craig, Al said it,
not me. That's what CeeLo told me.
I didn't say it.
That's what CeeLo said during the break.
That didn't come from me.
And I thought that was a great idea.
Nope, not for me.
Booyakasha.
That's an Al knock. Take it up with him.
I kid.
I know you speak regularly. You can complain to him about that later today.
Actually, it's funny. Craig's voice is better these days than when he only used to host the morning show.
More reps. Well lubricated.
He's well lubricated. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So we got that. Then the other big news, of course, was Aaron Rodgers' situation. Here's what I'll say. This is my first time.
I'm sorry to cut you off.
Please.
Our guy Mike Fliegelman summed it up perfectly.
What did he say?
He goes, the Met Jet fan didn't even get 10 hours.
Couldn't of
even
enjoyment.
Get half a day. Forget a whole day. Couldn't even get half a day.
Right, where you got the news of Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, my God.
A couple things from this. One, I'd never really watched the Pat McAfee show before.
Really?
I've seen clips, but I never...
See, I would think that'd be right up your alley. There's a lot going on. A lot of energy.
I gotta tell you, not impressed.
Oh, all right.
Not impressed. I don't know what I was watching. First of all, Pat McAfee, he wears...
Tank tops.
He doesn't even look all that muscular.
Yeah, I think that's the point.
I thought you were supposed to be muscular.
He doesn't care. He does what he wants.
Oh, yeah, he's so shocking. He does what he wants.
Nah, it's not shocking. He's just, he does what he wants.
This was the biggest moment in his history. And they were all pumped up that they had 400,000 people
watching.
He's had a
few of them now with Rodgers, but yeah, this I would say.
I was expecting more people to be watching live. Nationwide, 400,000?
But again, how many people know where to even find it? That are not regular listeners.
I had to ask Jerry
well,
yesterday.
There you go. Do you think all the, Jet fans out there who don't, are not into streaming or like new media or anything like that, they'll just like, I figure somewhere I'll hear the news somewhere.
So how's this guy getting $30 million a year, Pat McAfee, if on his best day and his best moment, he's got 400,000 people watching?
You can
I don't
the
get
sponsors,
anything.
You can ask the sponsors that. And I think I read that he's, I didn't do the research, but apparently there's an out in that deal, and he might be getting another.
Oh, he
deal.
Wants out. Oh,
something to make more money.
Stupid.
I don't know what that's all about, but hey, good. If it's out there for you to get it, good for you.
AJ Hawk doesn't say anything. He's sitting there barely talking.
Everywhere I turned yesterday, he was being complimented for the questions he asked.
Okay. Yeah. Then they go to this other dude. Right. I don't know who that is. Some guy sitting there.
Oh, he has quite a few
Aaron,
guys on his show.
Thank you so much. Generic, boring.
Well, one of the guys is a big Packers fan.
Okay.
That's why.
Whoever, you would have to clearly be a hardcore listener to know what that is.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I was not that impressed. I was expecting more.
You were expecting more from
Pat McAfee
two former
show.
Football players and a bunch of their buddies?
Yes.
I mean, this is not going to be like, you know,
for $30 million
Stern,
a year.
This is not going to be Stern in his heyday here.
That's what I was hoping for.
Come on.
This is what I thought we were getting.
Nothing pleases you anymore.
I love
nothing
Joe Rogan show.
God
that pleases
Gina.
Me.
I mean, how does she ever?
I'm pleased.
I mean, yeah.
Sometimes. I'm very pleased
you got a
by
very
like
high standard.
Like
high standards.
I have high standards.
Yes.
Well, you know what it is. I go in with expectations.
Uh-huh.
I go in with very high
you
expectations.
You should never do that. Just
all
no
I hear about is Pat McAfee show, $30 million a year.
Yeah.
He's the greatest.
Yes.
It's like it's a great hang.
Yes, Al.
Not
because
great.
All the guys that make big money nowadays are technically worth it. Checked out the Colin Cowherd show recently or
yeah.
any of the clips that float around on social media
yeah, you're right.
how much money that guy makes?
I know. I'm so disappointed.
Well, you know, this is the world we live in.
Let me ask you this,
though. Deal with it.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Your feelings on Aaron Rodgers.
Uh-huh.
Upon seeing that yesterday.
Yes.
Do you, let me wait for all my choices.
Okay.
Do you like him more after seeing him talk yesterday? Do you like him less? Or are you in the same place you were before you saw him speak yesterday?
Like?
Yes. Is he more likable to you?
I would say more likable, less likable, or just as likable.
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably for me personally, just as likable.
Just
I will
likable.
Say that I, now call me an easy mark, call me gullible, call me whatever you want. Listening to him and watching him explain some of the things, like I don't love that he like kind of changed the wording of Diana Rossini's tweet and went after her. But do I believe now that, hey, the Jets asked me, this was the list I gave them, rather than you must bring in these guys before I agree to the deal?
Yes.
I do believe that. So I came away from listening to him feeling like, okay, he wasn't holding up the deal just to be a, you know what?
A douche.
So maybe I'm gullible. Maybe I'm taking the bait and he's trying to pass the buck on the Packers now and that's fakakta. But I believe it. So how's that?
So
I thought if I found him more believable is not the right word.
Genuine?
No, definitely not that.
So definitely not
credible?
More genuine.
How about credible? No,
credible?
That's not a good word either. You know what? I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. But I'm buying what he's selling. How's that?
All right.
Hey, mate. Combine that with Boomer being so determined. It's happening.
Yes.
Don't worry. It's happening.
It is happening.
It's happening.
He was fired up and rearing ready to go.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. It's an interesting dynamic now, right? Because
yeah.
from the Packers standpoint, it's like, all right, well, you want the Jets, and they clearly want you, so we're going to try and milk them for a little bit more compensation.
Now, speaking with Mr. Boomer, I don't know if this was on the air. So, you know, we sometimes do the show in the hallway, too.
Right. Or, oh, you can't remember when.
So, I don't remember what.
Okay.
But it is, I believe, Boomer's opinion that owner to owner, GM to GM, they don't treat each other this way in the NFL. And in this situation, they're not each looking to screw each other over.
I mean, I that's normally, I would think, how things get done, but Rodgers indicated otherwise yesterday. So we feel he's the snake here, the outlier?
I don't know.
So if that, so now we go back to the, okay, so if what he's selling ain't true, what are we doing?
What do you mean?
What's the holdup then?
Well, there is some holdup. Boomer says the
contract
is very complicated.
Compensation. I thought maybe it was Rodgers just being difficult, waiting for them to bring his guys in. They got Alan Lazard. See about anyone else? Like, where are we at here?
Remember when Gwyneth Paltrow and the dude from Coldplay broke up and they had a really weird,
Vaguely. They
had a very strange wording for their uncoupling is what I believe what they
uncoupling?
Called it.
Uncoupling? Okay.
They were uncoupling.
I would assume that was a legal situation.
It was, but the way they worded it, so it was such a weird, an uncoupling.
Right.
This is like what Boomer says about the Aaron Rodgers contract with the Packers. There's a lot to, like, it's very intricate, but you can't just rip it off like Velcro.
See, I get that from an official standpoint,
yeah,
from a league standpoint. Like, I'm down with all that. But then why not just be like, hey, look, you know, we've agreed, you know, everyone's on the same page and we're working through some of the details. And, you know, when the time is right, it'll be made official. Like, why? I don't know. I guess there's some reason they can't do that. But
I don't know.
This tap dancing around, but he's pushing it on the Packers. We're talking about the contract. You know, I was left thinking like, oh, he's dragging his feet because he wants to bring his guy. Like the reports of, hey, the Jets don't know what he's going to do. The Packers don't know what he's like. There's all these different things out there. And I get it. He ripped into some of the media types. They don't know what they're talking about. They're just grasping for. I don't know who to trust or who to believe in this whole situation.
Right.
I mean, we know at this point it seems pretty clear he's going to be a Jet, so we've got that. But, like, at what point?
All right,
what's the contract?
What
do they have to give up? All right.
We are very late. When we come back, we got
there's more, a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. We got more of this Aaron Rodgers situation to get into. There's a bunch of other things going on in the NFL.
You must have an item sheet.
I got a long
a
item
never
sheet.
Ending item sheet.
Not going to get to all of it
today, no chance.
Unfortunately.
No.
But we will get to a lot of it. And then Jerry with Sal Licata at 6 o'clock.
Oh. Ooh,
fired up. Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh. Come on, CeeLo. Smash your head into the counter.
I need the long hair to. Yeah.
If you're on your way to work, smash your head into your dashboard. Come on. All right, listen. This is the warm-up program. I'm here with CeeLo this morning. Jerry is hosting with Sal Licata today. Boomer and Gio were so overwhelmed by the devastating news
that
Edwin Diaz hurt himself celebrating. And they were then also overwhelmed by the joy of Aaron Rodgers coming to the Jets. They didn't know what to do.
Such a wide range of emotions.
They said, we're going to need 2 days here to relax.
Yes. We'll see you Monday.
We'll see you Monday. Now, Edwin Diaz is getting an MRI today.
Yes. Or further imaging. Yes.
Why didn't you do that yesterday? Like,
this is the way these things
now
always
work.
Now
he's got to sit on this wondering whether he's injured.
They go. They do the x-rays initially to rule out bone situations.
You're
right.
Snappage.
Yep. And then they do the old MRI, the CT scan, those things. Usually the next day. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, you know?
A couple things yesterday from the Aaron Rodgers situation.
A few things, yes.
I love that he told Adam Schefter and Diana Russini to lose his number.
And Adam Schefter tweeted out the evidence of that.
Yeah.
Yes, good.
But he also made it seem like Aaron Rodgers like, oh, you want to share? I'll share the text message you sent me. As if Adam Schefter.
Yeah. He asked for, what was the word? Oh, God, my brain is. This is what happens when you sleep for 2 hours.
Yeah, the brain doesn't work.
God! He said, I just want, not clarity.
Peace and love.
It'll come to me. I'll let you know when I get it.
Yeah, so I like that. That's fun. Like, if I'm Diana Russini. That's
transparency is the word I was looking for. Sorry, carry on.
If I'm Diana Russini, it's pretty cool. Aaron Rodgers just told me to lose his number.
I guess. Sure.
We'll keep peppering you when we want, Aaron. He was also surprised they got his number, which is cool. That's a good job by them.
Why would he be surprised by that?
I don't know.
Think about
it. Because he thinks no one has his number. We got your number, Aaron.
Well, he also can change his number, you know, every month if he wanted to.
Then you got to tell all your friends.
Maybe that's part of the surprise. Didn't we once read that about Brady?
Yes.
That he gets a new phone number like every however often or something.
Yes.
When they were, one of the investigations, I think it was Deflategate maybe.
Yes. Right, when he goes getting rid of his phone.
Yeah.
When we first started here in 2007, we did have Tom Brady on the show in 2007.
Okay.
And I was to reach out to him.
2007.
Yeah.
So this was months before the Giants beat them in the Super Bowl.
Yes. I don't know how that happened or why, what specific reason we had him on for, but Boomer gave me his contact information to reach out.
Uh-huh.
You would not believe the ease of, like, anyone could have guessed his email address. Like, that back then, that's how...
Wait,
like,
that's how you reached out? Email?
Yeah.
Not a phone, not a text? Or,
no, I emailed him and he emailed me back.
Wow. Brady checked
his email address was so simple. It was it looked like a fake email.
Now, is it possible he had somebody handling that?
It's possible. But in 2007, account. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know when he got super bougie and stopped eating tomatoes. Like, whenever that was.
What would one have to do with the other?
I'm just saying that's when he's
a superstar.
Right, but
that
that's
point.
When he got super weird in particular.
I don't know that having somebody as manage you as a star athlete would be determined as super weird. But okay.
Super
weird.
So
like Tom.Brady at whatever.
It was something simple.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it away. Right. I'm sure he doesn't have that one anymore.
Did he have an AOL account now?
It was not AOL. But it was interesting of how.
I shouldn't talk. I still have a Hotmail account that I use.
Oh, I go Hotmail as well for like. When something needs my email address that I know is going to spam the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Here's a Hotmail account. Enjoy.
The idea of changing everything over was annoying. And the problem is mine is there's like a lot of numbers. So people like roll their eyes. Hey, what's your email? And I go through it and they're just like, really? You're still going with this here?
Mine is hotsexyproducer@hotmail.com. I still use it. It still fits. Then the other thing that came up yesterday, which... it was about what number Aaron Rodgers will wear.
Yeah.
And to me, Aaron Rodgers' reaction to that question means, I'll be wearing number 12.
Is that was your read on it?
Because he had the absolute.
He punted it down the road.
Yeah, but he had right then and there, he could have easily said, I would never take. I have no idea what number I'm going to wear, but I would never take Joe Namath's number. Yeah. He didn't say that.
Right.
He said, with respect to the emotions, I think there'll be time for all those conversations down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Easily could have said, I'm not. Joe's a legend. I would never take his number.
Okay.
So expect to see him wear a number 12.
He also, I think, acknowledged the fact that he knows Namath said on this radio station, if I'm not mistaken, that, hey, come on, you come aboard, you can have that number 12.
Take my number.
Yeah. That's not unprecedented either, by the way.
Oh, is that right?
I don't have names for you, but I know it's happened.
So it's unprecedented, yet you don't have the precedence.
If I do some research, I'm sure I can come up with it.
Of where guys had numbers retired and let other dudes wear them?
Yeah.
Hmm.
In this case, maybe not, you know, a Hall of Famer who's responsible for the only Super Bowl in franchise history.
That's so maybe not that is not as
right.
big.
Yeah. Franchise icon.
There's also talk that, that many people are saying that the money-wise that the Packers would benefit to wait until after June 1st, which seems a long way away.
This is where the contract. I've tried to delve into the minutiae of all this just to understand it, to try and figure out leverage points and all that. I see. My understanding was when you did a trade that, like, you know, you've heard the post June 1 cut, right?
I've heard of that.
Where they basically split the dead money across two seasons instead of it all accelerating onto this year's salary cap. I didn't know you could do that with a trade. I guess perhaps you can. I don't know. I'm not going to try and figure it out. I'm sure it'll bore people to death. You guys always get on Boomer when he comes in here with all those. Starts reading about the contract. He's got this. He's got that. You know. And so I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
But like, I don't know. Are we really to believe the Packers are going to wait till June 1st in order?
I hope not. We got to get those. We got to get those number 12 jerseys. Rip off Namath's name and put Rodgers.
I think he might throw it back to his Cal days, which was number 8. But then he'd have to make a swap with Elijah Moore. So
well, do that. Don't take Joe Namath's number.
Maybe that's why he didn't want to get into it yet.
Especially if you get out here and you stink.
He's not going to stink.
Well, now he's got, as they say, a chip on his shoulder.
Well, that was the other thing, right? When I went into the darkness, I was 90% retired.
Then these Packers don't piss me off.
Just a few days later. Let's go. I'm ready.
I wish they were playing the Packers this year.
Yeah. They're playing they have the Cowboys this year, and I think the early speculation is that you could see Jets-Cowboys on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that'd be something else.
So.
All right.
Assuming the deal goes
Let me give you a buzz, no buzz.
Oh, love the buzz, no buzz.
Because this is an article that, or a note, an NFL note that came across yesterday. To me, it felt like I would have wanted a little more buzz.
Okay.
So I'm going to throw this to you, buzz, no buzz.
Uh-huh.
Cowboys releasing Zeke Elliott.
No buzz.
Why?
He hasn't been any good the last couple of years.
I know, but it still feels like an iconic player for a franchise as big as the Cowboys, and the guy just gets cut.
Jerry Jones loves him, even the last couple of years. We're going to go as Zeke goes. I get all that. I do. But his production married to his cap number, it seemed odd. The same way, we got the Rodgers announcement yesterday. But you wouldn't say that was really surprising because we kind of knew it was coming.
It
was still a big story, but we weren't like, oh my God, holy, he picked the Jets. You know, same kind of thing with Zeke. It's like, it's like you see it and it's a little jarring, but it's also been talked about for weeks now that it was likely going to happen.
And I haven't seen anything in any of those articles about it that like a team is interested.
Right. Yeah, well,
let's put him in a Cardinal
uniform. On those tires, man.
Let's put him in a Cardinal uniform like Emmitt Smith.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where he's at health-wise. Look, first of all, the running back market, as you know, is depleted compared to what it once was. Now, you did have a bunch of guys agreeing to deals yesterday, like Miles Sanders went to the Panthers. Jamal Williams went to the Saints, who had the big year with the Lions. There were a couple other guys that moved around. I think David Montgomery ended up somewhere as well. So it was one of those days, and you see that all of a sudden, like in the draft, like what they – team finally takes a certain position, and hey, it's a run on this position now. So you got some of that with the running backs yesterday, but I don't know that Zeke is anywhere near the top of that list. So.
Yeah, I would like to see him play for somebody else now.
I mean, I don't think he's going to not play.
Not a lot. I don't expect them to get a lot of carries.
In fact, you know, the way these things work, he could end up back with the Cowboys on a lesser number. I don't know.
I don't see that happening.
Well, someone's got to play running back for them. Tony Pollard's a free agent coming off a big injury at the end of the year.
I'll leave that. That's what we call a Jerry Recco problem.
Oh, okay.
And for me also, as I also root for the Cowboys sometimes.
So, Al, later today on the show, hopefully I'll get to it. I mean, it's going to be a lot of Diaz and Rodgers, but when I play cuts of Darren Waller, you're familiar with him now? You've heard of him?
I have, but not impressed. Six games he played last year.
Okay, that's last year.
This is as Janet Jackson would say, what have you done for me lately?
Yeah, we're going to find out.
He's done nothing. Not impressed.
I'd say he's done nothing. He hasn't done as much as he did a couple years ago.
Right. Yeah. So the fact that I didn't hear that guy, and then everyone was like, oh, my God, do you even watch football? Yeah, the guy played six games last year, barely had any catches.
But now you watch football, but now you're admitting that in the current day right now, at this stage of life, I won't even say at your age, because that's not fair.
Thank you.
At this stage of life.
Because that would be ageism. Right,
exactly.
I'd probably sue you.
So at this stage of life for you, with everything else you got going on, you're only able to retain what happened last season.
Correct.
Everything from, let's call it, 1989 up until 2022. Now, it may as well not happen.
The 80s and 90s always will exist in my brain.
The 90s. Okay, so 2000, when's the cutoff?
Yeah, probably 2000.
When did you come back from Tampa with the Bucks?
2001.
Okay, so 2001 up until whatever the last season was, it's a wash.
Here's what happened. Here's
never
the problem.
Never happened. Never
from 2001
that.
Until I got here in 2007, that period.
You didn't watch football. You've said that before.
Sports was a little hazy.
Not just football. Okay.
Then I hopped on board.
What were you fully invested in during that time? Music, I think I did. Entertainment?
Yeah, and I did watch NFL, but I wasn't like locked in, but I did watch it. Like I would go with my friends on Sundays. We'd go watch the games in the sports bar where it's impossible to know what's going on because there's too many things going on at one time.
So 2001 to 2007.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of anything massive happened.
Anything
as
big
far
happened?
As the local, well, Eli Manning got drafted. Tom Coughlin got hired. The Jets, I think, played in, they might have played in an AFC championship somewhere in that range. Which
no.
I don't remember those. I think
maybe the Vinny Testaverde one with the Broncos or something.
No, I think that was 98.
Hmm. Let's take a quick break here.
Oh,
Sina.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I have a couple more NFL notes I would like to share with you. I have a couple of baseball notes I'd like to share with you.
Sure.
What do you say we do that on the other side? And then Jerry Recco with Sal Licata at 6 o'clock. We'll do that.
Very well.
We'll meet back here.
Okay.
Woo! Welcome back to the warm-up program. My name is Al Dukes. I'm here to help you. I have CeeLo here with me
today.
What
are you helping us with, Al?
I'm not sure. Getting you through the Edwin Diaz situation.
Are you, though?
Not really.
All right.
Probably not. A couple things that I also was just thinking about with the Aaron Rodgers thing from yesterday. One, it is interesting to see the circle of life, how Aaron Rodgers was the guy and Brett Favre wouldn't let him, you know, wouldn't get out of the way.
Yeah.
They wanted him to play, and now he's that guy.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty wild.
So the obvious joke is we can look forward to doing this in about 15 years with Jordan Love. I've seen a number of people say that. Yeah.
Also interesting. When he said yesterday that he was the longest tenured Packer I had ever, which I did not know.
I did not know that.
I did not know that. Like, it still feels like not all that long ago.
But it was.
He was there. I mean, he just got there, and he was just sitting behind Brett Favre
waiting.
Yeah,
but that was for a number of years.
I know, but I also think back to, you know, the Packers, a legendary team.
Sure.
Back in the day when before free agency, you would think there was somebody there. That would have been like a Mark Chimura.
If it has Al lands on another name from when he was watching the NFL regularly.
You know, a Lynn Dickey at quarterback.
By the way,
somebody.
Has that been fact checked? I don't know if it was true.
I didn't fact check him because that's something like, that seems like that's something that had been sitting in the back of his head. Like, listen, I've been the longest Packer here ever. You better treat me right and let me out when I want to get out.
Rodgers has indeed spent more time in a Packers uniform than any other player.
Yeah,
18 years in Green Bay.
And he kept like going out of his way to say nice things about Packer fans because he didn't want to turn them against
smoke.
Him. He made it like, listen, I love it here. You people are the best. The weather is not so bad. I love going to see Sammy when I get my sandwich and Billy when I go work out at the local Planet Fitness. And everyone's so great. I need to fix something in my home. I go down to the lumber store and there's Mr. Bill helping me out. But it's those scumbags in the front office. They want me out.
That Gutekunst. Damn it.
They drafted Jordan Love.
Yeah.
And I won. Why he keeps saying
two COVID MVPs?
What does COVID MVP mean?
I saw some of the NFL, the main NFL people. Did he say two COVID MVPs? I'm like, he's only said it like 73 times this offseason.
I'm not even sure what that means.
I don't know. He loves the idea of, you know, like, had I not won the MVPs, we would have been doing this already.
That I like.
I don't know why COVID. I don't know.
Why he adds COVID to that is it's funny, and I enjoy it.
I guess just the line of demarcation because, okay, they both happened to come after COVID arrived.
Right.
Like Boomer was just talking to Gio the other day, but can you believe it's been 3 years?
Yeah.
You know, that, I don't know.
I won two COVID, and I didn't even get the vaccine, you punks.
Yeah.
And I won
Maybe
two.
That's why.
I think that's what he's doing.
Subtle. Yeah.
Subtle.
Yeah.
One of my other favorite teams, you know, I have many NFL teams. That I love the Jets. I like the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I love the Buccaneers.
Jets are definitely on the list now.
Oh, this year?
Oh,
front of the list.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield to the Buccaneers. I like it.
Why?
Because I think he's a gutsy performer.
Is he?
Yeah. I'm with Boomer on this one. Boomer liked that the guy played hurt. The guy slings it all over the place.
I'm not
saying
he's a wuss.
Are you calling
him a wuss?
You calling Baker Mayfield a wuss? So you're not calling him a wuss?
I'm not, no.
But you just don't think...
He doesn't do anything for me.
Like, that doesn't improve the Bucs' record to you. They are going to be...
I mean, somebody's got to play quarterback or compete with Kyle Trask, who they were talking up at the Combine.
Yeah.
Todd Bowles, well, he's the only quarterback on the roster. Not anymore.
I know I keep saying things Boomer said in this episode of the program.
Yeah, me
but
too.
I wrote it down because Boomer had me write it down at the
time.
Yeah,
Al, write that down.
Yeah, and I actually did jot it down. He said in the 2024 draft, so not this year, but next year, number one pick is going to go to the Bucs or the Cardinals.
Okay.
So he thinks both of them are going to stink.
When did he tell you to write that down?
About a month and a half ago.
All right.
2 months ago. Probably right after Brady retired.
A few teams in the running for that. But
a couple teams will be fighting for that spot.
Well, yeah, because they all want the stud USC quarterback.
Right. Yes.
That's the guy Boomer's all.
Oh, Boomer loves him.
Hot to trot.
He is all hot and bothered by him.
He's going to replace Patty Mahomes' picture in the heart with Caleb Williams.
We got to make sure he performs, though.
Well, of course, yeah.
Because Boomer was big on, may God rest his soul, Dwayne Haskins.
Okay.
Boomer was very big on Dwayne Haskins. Mm-hmm. And in his NFL career.
Did not work out.
Did not work out, but it seems like he had some other demons
mitigating
going on.
Mitigating factors.
Yeah, okay. So we'll see if Boomer nails this one.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills did sign a backup quarterback, and normally nothing interesting to note other than his last name is Allen.
Great.
And he will back up Josh Allen.
Do you think they'll make them do the J period Allen and K period Allen on the nameplate of the jersey?
No, here's what I think, though, because Josh Allen's above that.
That's why I asked.
No, so Josh Allen will have Allen. Kyle Allen will have K. Allen.
I agree with that,
right?
100%.
Good call. Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Yes.
But yeah, Josh Allen's like, I'm not putting a J on my jersey because this.
Everyone knows who I am here.
Yeah,
I'm the Allen.
No one knows who. Do you think, let me ask you this. Do you think ever in the discussion about signing Kyle Allen, they thought, kind of weird to have a quarterback with the same last name?
They might have referenced it. I don't think they would ever think about not doing it, though, because of that. If that's the guy they wanted.
But you think it was referenced.
They might have joked about it. Like, hey, we're going to have two Allens in the quarterback room.
Oh, boy. What do we do? Should we get him or don't get him? The Colts have officially released Matt Ryan, who Jerry tells me Sal Licata still loves.
Oh, my God.
And we're going to give him the business today about it.
He had a couple of meltdowns. That's strong. Sorry, Sal, if you're driving. Well, you should be here by now. You're on the air in 11 minutes.
He's getting make-up done.
Yeah, so he had multiple run-ins with callers in the last couple of months about how Matt would be a great fit for the Jets. They want a veteran quarterback. You know, bring him in. He immediately makes you know, he loves Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying the guy's like finished and he could never play anywhere ever again, but the Colts, by the way, you talk about a team who might be in the mix for
that first pick.
I mean, possibly. I guess it depends on what they do in this draft if they end up with a quarterback, which they very well could.
Maybe you didn't hear Andy Dalton's there now.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Why did I think he went elsewhere? Colts?
Colts.
Oh, okay. Great.
I don't know. One of those old dudes went to the Colts.
All right.
I think it was Andy Dalton.
I know he signed.
Why don't you Google that, CeeLo?
Yeah. I don't know that really.
You don't think that cements them as a playoff
them
team?
From the I thought you were wrong. Panthers.
So who they got somebody old?
Did they? The Colts?
Oh no. Here's the problem.
Oh boy.
Let me tell you how my brain's working right now.
Uh huh.
In my head,
Frank Reich is still the coach.
Correct. And I knew Frank Reich took Andy Dalton because I knew, I'm like, this Frank Reich really loves an old quarterback.
Yeah.
Too much movement, CeeLo.
There is a lot of movement.
Too much.
A lot of movement.
Now.
At all positions.
Could I tell you who the quarterback of the Colts is right now? I cannot.
It's the, yeah. They got, what's his name? Sam Ellinger.
Oh, right.
Ellinger.
Yeah.
Or Ellinger. I still don't know which one.
Never heard of you, Sam. Never heard of you, Sammy.
Do they have no one else on the roster?
No one else on the roster right now.
I feel like we're missing something there. Something's missing. Something's missing, all right.
What do you make of this interesting baseball
nugget? I guess Nick Foles is still under contract there. But
is he?
Go ahead. Baseball nugget.
You know, there was a thing that went around, and all the shows jumped on it because it was a fun thing where they were like, who are the worst NFL teams to play for?
Yeah, based.
It
survey.
Was like, it was a player survey.
Player survey,
and
yeah.
They'd say things like, oh, the Arizona Cardinals don't give us snacks, or...
They know, you get, they don't... You got to pay for your food in the cafeteria.
Yeah,
right?
There was all different things. Yeah. The Packers don't treat the wives correctly.
All right,
it was a lot of whining. Mm-hmm. So one of the things was
they're asking the player to say, "Hey, be honest about this."
Like they're saying, "Please whine to us about the problem,"
right? Or just be transparent.
So one of the things was that the Arizona Cardinals don't pay. They make the payers players pay for Wi-Fi on the plane.
The Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah,
that was okay.
That was a thing.
I only heard about the food thing.
Turns out, Yankees, same thing.
I did see this.
You must pay for your Wi-Fi on the plane.
The Yankees
and
the Reds.
The Reds do?
Those are the only two in baseball. Probably not the company you want to keep, but.
But hey. Maybe this. Maybe the Yankees are thinking, hey, get off of your phones and off the internet, study some sort of binder that the manager always
has. Yeah, see now, Kyle Gashioka talked about how
the home run Stroka.
He needs the Wi-Fi to do his
he does
access scouting. You know, get to do his scouting for the next.
So that's hurting him not having the Wi-Fi.
Well, I mean, he can get it. They pay $9 a flight. So as Brian Cashman was, I believe, quoted in the article, said, "I think our players can afford it."
Right, that's the $9.
Yeah. But to your point, Jameson Taillon, who's now gone. Said, yeah, he goes, I don't pay out of principle. But he goes, to be honest with you, the Yankee plane's so awesome. There's all this other cool stuff to do. I don't even need the Wi-Fi.
They got their own plane or they...
It's a charter, but I guess...
They got other cool things.
Yeah. I forget what he... Some sort of games. Let me find it.
They've got to have probably DirecTV. Watch that.
They got stuff going on there.
Watch television instead.
What does he say? The Yankees fly in a pretty cool custom plane with poker tables and stuff.
Perfect.
That's what he wrote.
I never get the Wi-Fi on a plane. I download my stuff before I get on the plane. I download a Netflix movie. I'll download some music off Spotify.
Use it if it's in the off chance it's been free. But I don't think
I can ever get anything out of it. Like, I try, and it's like the images don't load. I'm like, forget it.
It's not the best, but sometimes it works.
It's pretty amazing that the DirecTV works up in an airplane. Like, how is that? We're over the clouds.
Wouldn't that make it easier to work, considering it's satellite out? You're closer to the satellites than you are in the ground.
It just seems like there's a lot going on up in the clouds.
Not when you're above them.
Oh. All right, that actually makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense. That you've taught me today.
Closer to the satellite.
Yeah.
Direct line of communication.
That was always been weird. You know, we're very far from the sun, right?
Uh-huh.
Third rock from the sun.
Yeah.
But if you go up on your roof in New York City and tan, you'll get burned quicker than if you tan on the street because you're closer to the sun. But you're only percentage-wise like... Such a minuscule.
Is there a big difference? Is that true?
I think there's a big difference.
But is that really, it has less to do maybe with the distance and more to do with the fact that on the ground, there's more things to get in the way. You get to higher ground, there's less obstructions, right?
So the UV rays are really
And
just,
also, most of those roofs are like, but that black top to just soak up.
Yeah, that's a good point.
As Sheryl Crow would say,
you know
soak
how many,
up,
we are so late.
I was going to say, yeah, I'm surprised you're going to get a nugget in here.
Back in a minute, but first, Amy Lawrence has a sports minute
good
for
luck.
You.
Actually,
and it's about sports.
You mentioned it, right? Oh, hi, Al. We're back. By the way, that Sports Minute from Amy Lawrence is brought to you by Jackpocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone.
Oh, I love the Jackpocket app.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what else to do here. We have, like, literally seconds. And then
we could just do more Boomer. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then Jerry and Sal Licata.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1, New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.